Now Kroger. Oh, Kroger got the right hand free.
He's loose with the right hand, and he starts to retaliate. And down goes Nyland, and the two of them are hammering each other.
Knights of Columbus, that hurt.
It's old time hockey.
Enforcer of all hockey podcasts. It's the biscuit. It's the biscuit.
Damn it! That goal regulation size of what?
The enforcer of all hockey podcasts.
God help the fucking day if fighting's ever banned. There's a country will stop working on some Batman's fucking can.
Hi, everybody. It's the biscuit podcast.
Hey, you want to go? Yeah, okay. Good luck, man.
All right, Biscuit Babies, we're breaking history today, making history. I've got number 10 in your programs, number 1 in your hearts, former New York Riveters fan, current Connecticut Whale player, Sophia Gostinelli. How we doing?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
Oh, I'm always good, always good. Thanks for coming on. I appreciate it.
Yeah, thanks for having me on.
And not to put you on blast, but I had to bring up the Riveters pitcher that's, you know, almost infamous now.
I know. I can't believe you dug that up. But I had some friends on the team in the first inaugural year when I was in Germany, so I didn't have any rivalries, and it didn't really matter. But now it does.
Yeah, a little bit. Well, I mean, that's kind of cool, you know, going from being a fan of the league and having, you know, friends in the league to becoming a player of the league.
Yeah, I was just a big fan for 2 years, and I thought I would just stay a fan, but then, you know, the opportunity presented itself, and I couldn't pass over it.
Right. Yeah, that's a, you know, once in a lifetime, really.
Mm-hmm. Definitely.
Now, the inaugural year, I kind of slept in the league and didn't really hear too much about it, but now it seems to be, you know, growing and growing, and I'm a full-blown, and I'm a huge Whale fan, so it might be a little biased here, but, you know, it seems like the league is doing great.
Yeah, it definitely is. I think the inaugural year was really a really cool, fun year. The Riveters actually got to go to Japan, so they had a great time. And when things are new, like, there's a lot of fans who are interested because it's just a new thing that's coming up and coming.
Yeah.
But now that it's in its third year, the people that are there, they're like diehard fans.
Yeah, that's awesome.
They've been there since the beginning.
That's awesome. And the league we're speaking of, for anybody listening, is obviously the National Women's Hockey League. With the four teams from Boston, New York, Boston Pride, New York Riveters, which are the Metro Riveters now, the Connecticut Whale, and the Buffalo Buttes. So when you were a kid and you're growing up, who really got you into hockey?
I started out as a figure skater, actually, and I switched over to hockey because I couldn't really fit my feet into the figure skating skates because they were super tight.
Yeah.
And so I was like a figure skater with hockey skates, and everyone kind of made fun of me. And so I was like, okay, maybe I should just try hockey. I have hockey skates on. And I made that switch when I was 10 years old, which is kind of late for some people. But if you're a figure skater, it definitely helps. I mean, there's some people in the NHL. Isn't there, like, there's some guy on, like, the Hurricanes who did that.
Well, for sure. I know when I was playing high school football and, like, during, like, being recruited, they would almost, like, hey, will you go take a dance class or will you go take ballet?
Just yes.
To, you know, I'm like, I guess. Like,
there's a guy in the NFL that did like Irish step dancing.
Yeah, and it's amazing how that can help. And even, what's the boxer's name, Klitschko or whatever, his dad made him take dance until he was like 10 or 12, you know, like, hey,
yeah.
Listen, you know, you can learn the boxing, you're a natural, but this footwork, you're going to have a step up on anybody that gets in the ring with you.
Mm-hmm.
So
yes.
And even, you know, for that, did you notice when you started playing hockey that you were, you know, had maybe a little bit better skating going on?
Yeah, so my skill that I had back then was just I was super fast. I didn't have a shot or anything, and that's kind of something you need to have for hockey. So when I was growing up, I was usually on the lower teams, and the lower teams for guys' leagues, because I played with guys.
Right.
And once I came – so – playing with guys also helped me become, like, tougher.
Yeah.
So when I switched over to girls, I was kind of just ready to take hits. And I may have checked a couple people and maybe got thrown out of a couple games, but
good. There you go. Now, were you checking boys up into the boards? You know, let them know you're there.
Yes.
Oh. I bet they love that.
Yep.
Now, when something like that happens, so like, if you're playing with boys, I'm sure the dudes on the team are stoked, but it's like, are you almost headhunted from the other teams? Like, oh, we're going to get that girl.
I think they were shocked. Like, I would just hit them and just like open ice hit, like knock people over. Cause I like at that age, your girls can be bigger and yeah. I'm also really tall. So
I was going to say, were you rocking like almost 6 foot tall at like 10 years
yes.
old?
Yes. So I was like the height I am now, which is I'm 5'10". I was pretty much around there since even when I was like 10 years old. And, so the guys were not there yet and I would just check them and it kind of just was unfair.
Yeah, it's crazy. I remember being in like fifth and sixth grade going like, why are these girls like so tall? And then one year in high school, I grew like 5 inches and came in at like 6'4". And I'm like, oh, okay. I was just late to the party, I guess.
Yeah. Well, you're lucky because not all guys, you know, ever even out.
Yeah. Right. Now, was it just from being from Massachusetts that it was just like, you know, we wake up, there's hockey, let's do it? Or was it you have like a grandpa or anybody like that that got you interested in it?
No, I think it's kind of like you wake up and there's hockey there because where I'm from, everyone plays hockey.
Right. Now, for you guys now, what you're doing is incredible because I have two daughters and it gives them something that they can go, oh, hey, there's Sophia. She's a professional hockey player. Did you ever imagine when you were younger and a kid that there would be a day like this? Or was it just like, I like hockey. This is what I want to do. We'll see what happens.
I think it was more like, I like hockey. Like, let's play this out as far as it can go. And even now I'm kind of doing that. I'm just happy to be being able to play on the ice. But I always knew growing up that I wanted to be a role model. I didn't know how I would be one. So through sports is kind of how I've become a role model.
Yeah, that's a great place for it too. And I saw the one picture on your Twitter where the girl thinks you're Sophia the First, and
yes,
I obviously know what it is because I have two very young daughters. But Sophia the First is a Disney cartoon. So do you have to be like consciously aware of that stuff because you know little girls are going to be coming to the games, or like does it just come like, oh yeah, I'm Sophia the First, thanks?
Well. Whenever I see kids, I try to interact with them. Right. And when they find out my name's Sophia, I usually remind them Sophia the First exists and I'm her. You know, I'm like, hey, yeah, like I'm the first of my name and I'm Sophia. And then they're like, oh my God, she really is Sophia the First. That makes total sense.
Yeah, I get weird looks every day when I'm walking around singing Sophia the First. They're like, what is this fucking dude doing? I'm like, hey, sorry.
Yeah.
It's that and Elena Avalor rules over my house. It's I have just little Elena dolls everywhere. But so who were some of your favorite players as a kid?
I was really into watching like the NHL. I didn't really look into women's sports, so I guess I kind of just, I don't really remember players, but I was always watching the Bruins because they were my team.
Boo. But,
what's your team?
Oh, Columbus Blue Jackets all the way.
Oh yeah, you're from Ohio, right?
Yes, ma'am.
Right, that's the only reason why you follow them.
No, I was talking the other day on the podcast, and I was saying, man, as much as I don't want to be a Bruins fan, like the Blue Jackets are so soft that I'm like, every time I watch a Bruins game, I'm like, man, they're kind of badass. I think I'm a borderline Bruins fan.
Yeah, I mean, we have some offensive players on our team, like. And when I say offensive, I mean like Brad Marchand, which makes us kind of hard to love. But I don't see. I mean, for toughness levels, that's why I really love the Bruins.
Oh God! Like you have McQuaid dropped him twice the other night. You're like, there's teams that won't drop it twice in a whole month, and that dude's doing it. You know, in one game, it's brilliant. Yeah,
and he's huge.
Oh yeah, he's a big dude.
He'll wreck you.
Now, do you get to interact with any of the Bruins guys, being a professional player out there?
I don't get to interact with the Bruins necessarily, but so the Whale, this is actually leading into like probably something else you'd want to ask. the Whale is looking into making a partnership probably with, you know, a New York team like the Rangers or the Islanders.
Okay.
We specifically have been working recently with like the New York Rangers, like junior program. And we went on the ice recently for the Hartford Wolfpack. So that's their AHL team.
Yeah.
What was I going to say? We did like an alumni game. So we met some of the old Ranger players, and also I think some of the Hartford Wolfpack people we met are being pulled up. So technically we met some of them.
Awesome. Now, yeah, that absolutely ties into something I wanted to ask you. You know, with the New Jersey Devils and the Buffalo Sabres, now did they purchase two teams or just kind of invest in the Buttes and the Riveters?
So they purchased the team. So I think the Buttes. Let me think about that.
Well, I know
I don't want to say something wrong.
I know it helps out tremendously, and even the Riveters played in the Devils Stadium this year, didn't they?
Yes.
And that's almost, I think, for the. Moving forward with this league, it's almost necessary to get that backing from the NHL. And, you know, the WNBA did the same thing, and it really helped. And I've been saying for, you know, the last 2-3 years now that they really need to incorporate something in the All-Star game with some of the NWHL players, whether it be, you know, the accuracy shooting or some kind of relay in between, you know, the men's and the women's teams. Because when the NBA did it, I think they did, like, some kind of shooting challenge or whatever. But, you know, I've always said this, and you can watch the NWHL and it looks like hockey. I think it's the sport for young women where they can play just like the guys. There's, you know, no difference. It looks like hockey. I mean, women's basketball looks – the guys aren't – you know, the women aren't dunking. So it's a different sport kind of. Mm-hmm. So
– yeah. I'm just going to say something about the All-Star game, because did you see Hillary Knight taking some accuracy shots?
Oh, she killed it.
Yeah, she killed it. That was awesome. It was entertaining, and that's kind of like – that's why it'd be a good idea.
Oh, yeah.
Hillary Knight played in the NWHL, so it's kind of like we could all do that.
Not only did she kill it, but she has personality out there too, and like a little more savvy and – looked like she was having fun. It wasn't like a burden on to her. Like some of the dudes in the NHL, it seems like, oh shit, I have to be here tonight. I gotta.
It should never be like that.
Oh no, I have to entertain for 20,000 people who love me. Come on,
yeah,
man.
Yeah, I'm gonna get paid for this. Like,
right? If I win this,
I hate this.
I'm gonna get 20 G's. Like, come on.
And I mean, you could lose that from like getting penalized. So I mean, like, doesn't matter to them.
Oh, yeah, exactly. If you hit somebody a little too hard now, it's $75,000. Yes. I think with her time, and she went first, you know, to show how the event worked with the new light-up targets, she still beat Sidney Crosby and, like, would have ended up third place in the event.
Yeah.
And who's to say, you know, if she hadn't had, like, to go first, like, I mean, she could have won the damn thing.
Yeah, like, was she allowed to win? Because I think she should be able to.
No,
like,
she should have been able to, for sure. When I heard that she was, you know, presenting the, like, doing the trial run of it, I was like, oh, man, I hope they keep her time and let her go. Because even if she, like, how she finished third, I mean, they didn't put her in the pool for it, but I think they definitely should going forward.
Yeah.
And the lady last night for the shooting accuracy for the skills competition in the All-Star game in Minnesota there, she got a 12.6. That I think that would have won. She would have won $20,000 or $10,000 if she was at the All-Star game.
She has to go next year then.
Yeah, they should absolutely send her. And then maybe it'll, you know, put some pep in the step of the guys and be like, oh, shit, like, maybe we should start trying a little bit more, you know, or at least have some fun at the game.
Yeah.
Now, you played over in Germany before you came over to the NWHL, right?
Mm-hmm.
What are some of the biggest differences, not only culturally in living there, but like on ice? Is there a big difference in how the German league plays and how the NWHL plays?
Yes. So, well, first off, the rinks are different, kind of like they're larger ice, and the fans can drink and smoke inside the rink if they feel so. Like, they're also really crazy fans. We have each team had their own like band.
Nice.
They had huge drums. They were banging them, and Everyone's swinging around their scarves when goals are scored.
So they're so almost like soccer hooligans?
Yeah, I mean, yes, exactly like that. And the German kind of soccer hooligans, which is even crazier.
The best kind.
Yes.
So they're full blown smoking cigarettes in the stadium?
Like, you can. I guess it's allowed. In some places, I guess. Like, we had kind of semi-outdoor rinks, and that's where I noticed it. You could just smell it. People are just smoking.
Oh yeah, that's insane to think about. Especially, it is. I mean, you can't smoke anywhere in America, so let alone in a stadium. That's crazy.
It's a good thing, though, because you don't really want to breathe in smoke when you're skating, but...
Oh, yeah, for sure. It kind of gives that, you know... it's almost like an outlaw kind of league. Then you're like, dudes are just slamming beers and smoking cigarettes, probably gambling up in the crowd.
Yep. But then on the ice, I think they play really physical, but I don't know if they are as physical as they do it in colleges in the U.S. So,
oh, really?
I didn't play in college actually, so I don't. I'm just saying this as hearsay because I know it's more physical, but. The first game I played in, I literally got 5 penalties.
Nice.
It was the worst. I had to adjust my play because they just weren't used to, you know, borderline hits that aren't hits, but you use your body.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Now, so you played lacrosse in college, right, at Holy Cross?
Yes.
So how do you end up playing professional hockey in Germany from that?
Just a set of coincidences. I met somebody 5 years before that lived in Germany, was always asking me to come over and play for her team. And I was like, yeah, totally. Someday, maybe, you know, for a year, like that's a kind of a big commitment. And, then once I graduated from school, I went to go abroad and coach lacrosse. So I asked my coach about any opportunities and she told me about this opportunity in Hanover, Germany. And I asked my friend, hey, where's your team at? She's like, Hanover, Germany. And I was like, well, great.
Perfect.
I'll coach lacrosse and I'll play hockey. We're good.
Perfect.
Let's go.
Now, do you sprechen the Deutsch then?
Yes. Ich spreche Deutsch.
Oh, so that had to have been a little easier going over then so you could at least communicate.
Well, I took a class randomly because you have to take one semester of classes at Holy Cross and just so happened to only be able to get into the German one, and who knew that it would lead to me going to Germany and helping me out.
Man, that's just everything falling in line there.
It really did. It's crazy.
That's perfect. I wanted to ask you, and I never really get a straight up answer from anybody in the league or hockey writers for the NWHL, because you know, cross checking, hitting, and fighting is illegal in the NWHL, but you always hear, well, it happens. I'm like, well, what are you talking about? It's illegal, so it does happen? Or is that something the players all came in and said, hey, we're going to wear the mask, we're not going to fight, and we're not going to hit each other? Or is that something you guys had to agree upon to start the league?
I think it's just the rules that we're actually used to. Like,
right.
We weren't going to deviate from it just because we're professional athletes. It would just be a totally different game. The way the women's game is played is it's just more about finesse and speed, and we don't need to take – we can be physical,
mm-hmm.
and that's ideal. You want to be physical. There's a lot of contact. There are some chippy plays that happen, but we don't need to fight. Like, we shouldn't fight. We do fight, but I think it's a good idea not to fight because we're all kind of unified on the same goal here.
Right. Now, that's what I was thinking. I was like, well, it seems like – you know, with the league trying to move forward and starting up and still being a baby, really, that it might be regressive to, like, oh, these four teams just hate each other. They're fighting every night.
Mm-hmm.
But then I think, again, too, I think of, like, you know, say Ronda Rousey, who's, you know, an incredibly famous and popular athlete. And I'm like, well, she's famous for fighting, so would it hurt the league? But if all the girls agree on it, then – you know, that must mean that's the way it's got to be.
Yeah, it's just the way, I mean, we're just used to it. I don't think we ever were questioned about whether we wanted hitting or not.
Uh-huh.
But I think I'm pretty sure I speak for everyone when we say that we do want the game to be physical. We don't want to be penalized for every single thing.
Right.
So it's kind of a balanced thing. you got to make sure that you can do a little bit of hitting, but in a safe way, because nobody wants to get hurt, especially after college, because you're a working adult.
Exactly. Now, that's something that definitely has to be taken into play there, that, you know, the league is so new that, you know, the majority of the women in the league are still working, you know, full time and playing hockey, you know, on the weekends. So, you know, you don't want to go get a black eye from, you know, playing a game and then have to come in and, you know, what are you, like a biomechanical brain surgeon or something like that?
I'm studying to be a biomedical engineer, but
I don't even know what the hell that is. What is that?
It is kind of an interdisciplinary field where you bring in, you know, I was a biology undergrad, so that was that's what I studied, and has nothing to do with biomedical engineering whatsoever, but I'm taking what I knew from my undergrad and applying it here to better people's lives. So you could, with a biomedical engineering degree, you could work on prosthetics, you could work on the drugs that, like, target cancer. You could go anywhere. It's so fun. I don't know what I'm going to do with my life, but it's hopefully somewhere in that research realm.
That's insane. I can't even spell that, so that's awesome. That's really something that has to be taken into play here, that, you know, maybe one day, and I really think it'll happen, where they'll just be able to play hockey, and I look forward to that day. But then still, again, I could always just turn on the ECHL if I want to see, you know, some dudes punch each other. Or I can just watch the UFC.
Yeah, I mean, you'll still see girls punching each other, though. We don't really want that to happen.
And as far as the mask goes, is that something that you guys just wear because you always have?
I think so. And I feel safer wearing it. I just don't know if I would want to take a puck to the face.
No, I don't think anybody does it. It seems like the guys are just so excited to get it off that then it's like we're keeping this thing off. But when I would have to wear one, it just seemed annoying to have one on. But if you're used to it, then it's like, you know, it would be weird not to have it there.
Yeah. I mean, you know Lucic?
Yeah, yeah.
You see his broken nose?
Like, yeah. Handsome man.
I, like, look at that and I am motivated to put my helmet on every day.
You guys should have posters of Lucic just hanging in the locker room. Like, okay, this is why we wear the cage. Now, does it seem like the cage is more popular or the – because I think the cage would be better than that plastic – face mask, like, I think that thing would fog up more.
We call that a bubble.
Yes.
So, it, bird cages and bubbles.
Yeah, that's perfect. The bubble, that thing looks like Bubble Boy, like you're floating around in a movie.
Yeah. You're just floating around the ice.
Now, as far as tough players in the NWHL, I mean, you got a tough player on your team there, and Kelly Babstock. Now, who do you think is the toughest player that you've ran into out there on the ice from the NWHL?
See, when I heard this question, I was thinking of my teammates. But so I'm just going to throw out first on our team. I think Sid Rossman is also really tough. She's mentally tough. She will block your shot and throw a chirp at the same time.
Nice. You got to love it. Well, this is something I had a conversation with, too, that, you know, when you're playing – say when you're younger, the girls talk more shit than the guys do.
Oh yeah. Like, it's just talk on the ice.
And it's worse because the women are so much smarter that it's like really hurtful shit. Like, oh man, like come on.
We'll take personal digs. Like, we know your family life and we know like your relationship status. We might throw in that, you know, like,
yeah, yeah.
It's fair game.
Yeah, you're just – you missed that shot because you don't have any dates or something.
Yeah, like
– that's if I get into a chirp fest with my wife, I'm losing 100% of the time. And then I'm off, like, sitting in the room sad because she just, like, punches you in the heart with her mouth. You're like, oh, my God, that was really mean.
Yeah, you'll be walking, like, down the stairs at work and you'll be like, oh, I could have said this, like
– And that's a big difference, too. I mean, how many of the women in the league are college graduates and really smart players?
All of them?
Exactly. Every single one of them. I mean, yep. The dudes in the NHL can't even answer questions because all they've ever done is played hockey. Like, it's always been, you know, forecheck, backcheck, paycheck, and then that's it. You know, that's the one.
I like that. That's a good phrase.
That's the one thing that I really enjoy about the NWHL is the social media, and, like, you can actually get different answers from the players. And
it will respond.
Yeah, it's an actual – you can see you guys think and actually say what you mean instead of what you have to say so you don't get in trouble.
Right.
Is that a conscious effort on the players, or is the league kind of like, hey, you guys should, you know – have a Halloween costume contest or something like that. You know, that was something I remember that the Whale did this year, and I thought that was hilarious.
Yeah, I had a Halloween party at my house, and I thought that that would be, you know, we like to keep things competitive, so we thought we'd post that out and see if you guys, if the fans were thinking the same as we were thinking about who had it better.
Oh, it was hilarious.
Each person is different. Some people are active on social media, some people aren't. But it's just a matter of, you know, if you're really good at social, like, if you're able to, it's kind of a job. You have to post things, and you have to go places for whatever you're taking pictures of. I personally am really into it because I try to get fans and people interested however I can. So I go to as many events I can do and reach out to as many people. If people have questions, they ask me on Twitter. I answer them every time.
Yeah, that's awesome. And it's a great outlet for young fans of the league to be able to reach out to a professional hockey player and have her answer.
Yeah. I feel like the difference between NWHL and the NHL is that how, you know, open we are and how much we reach back to the fans. We're not too good for the fans. Like,
right.
We want the fans. We love the fans.
Exactly. Now, how have the crowds been so far? Have you been there?
The crowds at the games?
Yes.
So we've been moving rinks a lot. The Whale has.
Mm-hmm.
So we've gotten kind of a different fan base each time. So last year we were in Northford, which is about 45 minutes from Stamford. So some of the fans that were there are not going to be at the Stamford rink. But we do have some diehard fans that have come to all 3 years. I think our rink that we're at, Terry Connors, is kind of kind of small, but it's been pretty much full because of that. But I think that we could still have more fans. We need more fans.
Yeah, I think the hardest part is, if you're not close to the four teams, you're kind of screwed.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Like, at least half of America is kind of screwed over.
Right. So I don't know if there's a way to maybe – but then it's expensive to pack up and be like, oh, we're going to go play a game in Columbus this weekend. You know, like,
mm-hmm.
It really is hard. So I was actually thinking, you know, with I noticed some of the Whitecaps players were out at the All-Star game this weekend. And
yes.
So maybe have a team like that – who had a defunct league hold like a tournament or something where, you know, the NWHL can go out and then play some of the teams that remain from that league and then not necessarily, you know, expand the league, but at least showcase more teams and more players.
Yeah. I'm under the impression that we probably are going to expand to their realm.
I was wondering that because it seems like, you know, the players are on the All-Star game and the Whitecaps are a popular team. And Minnesota is, you know, as far as hockey goes, it's you guys in Massachusetts, Michigan, and Minnesota are the big ones.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, I think that's definitely something that's going to happen. I'm pretty sure it's going to happen next year.
Breaking news!
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I'm not like an inside source on it, but if you could check the trends, I think it's pretty safe to say that.
And the one thing I think that has to happen, and I look forward to it very much, is get the Clarkson Cup and the Isabel Cup, and they play each other. How awesome would that be?
It'd be great. I just wish that we were, like, better friends. Like, our leagues are struggling to get together on anything.
Why do you think that is?
I think that the people who run the two programs, or the two leagues, don't get along, probably.
It seems like maybe a little jealousy, like, oh, you guys aren't allowed to have a hockey league in America. Like,
yeah, I think that they, well, I think more so it's kind of, so the CWHL was there for like a while, and they feel kind of slighted because NWHL is kind of like taking over their market in some ways, because, you know, there's the Boston team, and we act like we are the only professional league, kind of.
Uh-huh.
So,
yeah.
Yeah, they're kind of salty about it. They say some things in posts that I read, and I think it's they're taking a blow from us.
Yeah, shit'll buff out, I think.
Yeah.
Now
it has to.
It has to. That's absolutely.
Eventually, it has to. There's no way you can just have those two leagues separate forever.
There's no reason to either.
Yeah.
There's absolutely no reason to. It makes no sense that. It absolutely is the two best leagues in the world for women's hockey, period.
Mm-hmm.
So there's no reason, if they don't want to combine, you know, I understand that, that's fine. But they're like, why not? I mean, you're all competitive. Why not be like, okay, we're going to go beat them then?
Yeah.
You know, that would be the best way to shut somebody up is beat them.
The other thought that for another reason why it'd be kind of hard is that without proper funding, it's how are you going to travel to Canada?
Yep. Yep. And that's where, you know, the Whale talking to teams and the New Jersey Devils and the Sabres getting involved is just massive.
Mm-hmm. It, definitely.
That's another thing that just has to happen.
I really want us to get picked up so bad.
I do too.
Yeah.
I mean, how incredible is it that you're a Whale? That's like the best mascot in the history of sports. That, like, how fun is that to put that sweater on every day?
It's awesome. It's actually really cute too. I like...
He is cute. Have you guys named the Whale?
No, we haven't named the Whale, but the Whalers had a mascot whale that has a name, and I don't remember it right now, but so technically it does have a name.
You guys have to find that suit and get somebody in that suit and get them out there.
I know. We have to get them to our games.
That would be incredible. And you could find somebody in the crowd to volunteer every game.
Yeah.
Now,
I put it on.
For sure. I play in a death metal band called Artillery Breath, and a band we've toured with called Cannabis Corpse has a giant...
You toured with them?
Oh, yeah.
What?
Cannabis Corpse, not Cannibal Corpse.
I was going to say.
it's like their stepbrother, but everything is like a pun from marijuana, like Reefer Stash Place or something like that.
That's hilarious, though. That is so funny.
Look them up. It's every song is hilarious, and they're actually really, really talented guys. But they made they had an art student in Richmond fashion this costume, and it's a giant bud. And so every show they have somebody in the crowd put it on, and our guitar player every time we played with them would put it on. That thing reeks. And it's hilarious, though.
Marijuana?
Marijuana, piss, like everything. That's the not thing, good. It reeks. I mean, you have like overweight dudes moshing in it every night, you know, for years.
Oh my God, they gotta wash that.
It's at this point, I think if it washed, it would just disintegrate.
Oh my God.
But it makes me think of the Whale because that Whale costume has to be so old and so crusty if it's still around.
Yeah, I mean, I met the person who was, like, wearing it.
No shit.
I mean, I didn't ask them about that, but, I mean, I guess maybe it's probably really, really old then, if it's from the Whalers. When did the Whalers become defunct?
It would have been in the 90s, early 90s.
So it's at least from, because why else would you have a, like, where would that come from?
Right. I mean, it's probably older than you.
Yeah. No, it definitely, it's got to be.
But that's not to give you homework, but you have to find that suit.
I know I do. And I have to find that guy. I met him in passing. I don't really know who he is in real life.
I wouldn't be surprised if someone after listening to this goes, oh, hey, I have it. It's in my basement.
Oh, hey, that's me. Like, I'm going to come to your games.
I'm the guy. And I'm going to work.
That's what I'm going to post it as, like, help me find the whale.
I'm gonna work on naming the cute little Connecticut whale.
Yeah, that's good. Let me know what you come up with. Maybe we'll have a vote.
There we go. Now, I wanted to ask, I was looking at the stats, and are you playing injured, or is there any particular reason that because it says that you've only played two games this year.
Yes, I've only played in two games this year. I played lacrosse in college, so I'm a little rusty when it comes to hockey.
Uh-huh.
So every practice I've been getting better, and I'm trying to fight for my playing time, but I'm not just there yet. So that's why I've only gotten into 2 games.
Oh, so you're getting healthy scratched?
Yes, healthy scratched.
Oh, son of a bitch.
Yep.
Well, that's all right. That's something to work towards.
Yeah, I'd rather be here than up at the top. I always like to strive for things.
Yeah, that's awesome. That's a good way to look at it, too. You have an incredible attitude towards being a professional athlete. It's really inspiring.
Thank you.
The league is such a mystery to me, and I'm sure other hockey fans. What is a day-to-day professional women's hockey league like? Like, how's a game day work for you?
I think – so it's different for each player, obviously, but for all of us people that are working, like, there's quite a few of us who are coaches. Some people coach prep school, some colleges. I coach lacrosse at University of Bridgeport. I'm one of the grad assistants there. I usually have practice in the morning on the weekend, so I'm going from practice, busting butt my ass over there to the game. And when I get there, I usually get something from Dunkin' Donuts, get me amped.
I have to interrupt you real quick. Sorry, but
yeah,
with the promotion that you guys do for Dunkin' Donuts, I actually had Dunkin' Donuts this morning. But every time, and it's I can't get it out of my head. I think of Casey Affleck from the Dunkin' Donuts SNL skit, and then I think of the NWHL. Every time I have Dunkin' Donuts now, it's inevitable.
I don't think I've seen the skit.
Oh my God! I will send it to you as soon as we're off of here. And
oh, awesome!
It's the funniest shit you'll ever see. I watch it like once a week. It's so funny.
Are there in Ohio? There's not really that many Dunks.
Sophia, we just got our first one in the town I live in. I'm from a small village, and they just
village.
It is literally the village of Belleville. There's 2,000 people that live here.
I want you to know that I actually, part of my life, I grew up in Ohio.
Where?
And do you know, so it's near Dayton, but Brookville?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Yeah, so that's also a village. Well, so I kind of know what you're talking about.
Yeah, that's why you're good people. Only, you know, you spend some time in Ohio and it'll turn you right.
Yeah, everyone's friendly.
Especially in the Dayton area, you know?
Yeah.
Dave Chappelle lives down by there.
I know, at Yellow Springs.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
I've been there multiple times.
And you can go down there and, like, go to the gas station. He'll just be hanging out, smoking a cigarette outside, like, you know, hey, how's it going?
See, like, I've been there so many times, I've never seen him.
You got to get to the gas stations and the bars. I think there's a bar. It's that, the bar.
It's because I've been underage, that's why.
Oh, yeah.
All the times I've visited, I haven't been at bars.
You got to go back and just, it's probably called the bar, and it's the only bar in town there.
That's awesome.
But so we just got a Dunkin's, and it's not even like a full blown Dunkin's. It's like on the side of a gas station. And it's like a drive through. But I have been going like a madman, like just because we have a Tim Hortons too. But it's like a half an hour away, and I was like getting real bummed out driving a half away to go get a cup of coffee. So I was really happy.
How do you live like that? Like where you don't have?
I'm a savage.
Like a drive through. Like, I don't know. That's crazy.
I'm a savage. I drive out there and then I have to have the local grocery store order me the Bat Blue because it's the only beer I like. So it's that kind of life.
That is definitely a village life.
I love it though. You know, I don't have to live here.
Yeah.
But I definitely like it. I know my wife's from Flint, Michigan, and now it's completely, you know, basically black and white from living there to coming to, you know, a place where they go, oh, you're married to William.
Yeah.
So I'm like, please stop talking to my wife or she's going to leave me. Now, from the pictures of the Halloween party, do you live with other players? Is it like a hockey house situation going on there?
Yeah. So I think almost everyone on the team is living with somebody else on the team. I live with Elena Orlando. And Kelly Babsock and Sid Rossman and Sid Ruzler, like, live down the street from me.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah. So we can literally, like if we're going to go for a bar crawl, like, we could just hop from house to house and out in New Haven.
Do you guys ever go out and throw the net out in the road and play some street hockey?
We've never done that, but we have longboarded together. We have, like, a roller gang. So everyone brings out whatever roller, like if you have roller blades, you got a longboard, if you got a scooter, like just bring it out and then we'll go around the town.
Please, 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 next time that crew gets together when it gets nice out, take a picture. That sounds awesome.
Definitely. Definitely. It hasn't been nice enough to do it since, like, the fall, so it's been a while.
Yeah, it's I've actually been happy. The last few winters have been shitty, and this one we actually got snow, and it's been cold. That's, you know, one of the reasons I like to live in Ohio and where I'm at, because it's beautiful when it snows. I love it.
Yeah, it is.
I interrupted you there with the Dunkin' Donuts thing. So you leave lacrosse practice in the morning and then get over to the rink and then what, get your warm-up skates in there?
So I come from my school. So literally I'll be in like sports clothes and I have to change like in my car into my nice outfit, 'cause you have to walk in there looking nice.
Nice.
And then, I go in and immediately get changed back into the sports clothes I was wearing earlier. So it just like, it's so stupid, but you have to keep up your appearances.
Yeah.
So the way I warm up is I play keep ups. I like am really competitive with the keep ups. And actually me and Elena are both really competitive about it. we will cut people from the team if need be.
That's great.
Then I do that. We warm up like that, and then we warm up as a team, and then we get dressed, and then we do an on ice skate, and then back in the locker rooms, pregame speech, then on the ice.
Are most of the coaches women in the league?
Actually, I think that there's quite a few. I think they're all the head coaches are men.
Are they
this year? But there seems like each assistant coaches, all the assistant coaches are women. So it's like balanced.
Right. Now, this is something I wanted to ask you, and then more kind of on a serious note, but like I look at, say, high school women's sports and under, especially with everything that's happened at Michigan State, it seems like – I'm nervous to have the girls play, and I really think it's unnecessary for men to coach women under the age of 18. I really don't see any point to it, and I don't know what to do about it. I don't know if I should keep the girls out if I think the coach is weird, or it seems like such a terrible shit is happening that why not just have a woman coach for women's hockey.
Yeah, I feel like you can't live your life in fear because of what somebody did.
Right.
Like, you could teach your kids to, you know, spot things and, you know what's right and wrong and what, like, where you can't be touching and stuff like that, but you can't live your life in fear. So if you feel like there's something going on, you just have to speak up about it, but I feel like you can't just fire a guy because he's coaching girls under 18. I've seen some really great men's coaches or like men coaches.
Yeah.
So it's kind of hard to say that. Like, I think that you can have a good men coach for a woman. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, for sure.
But ideally you would have women's coaches because they know what it's like to be a player.
Right. And like, I think, you know, at the professional level, maybe even in high school, you know, girls aren't dumb. They could be like, no, you know, that's inappropriate. I just worry about, you know, 5 and 6 year olds when, you know, I can't be at practice, you know, constantly, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But I love your answer. And that, I mean, that it makes a lot of sense that you can't live in fear. And I think with everything that happens, a lot of people are living that way.
Yeah. It's more than just that too. You know, like there's a lot of things that you can change your life because, you know, maybe you won't go to the airport because you're afraid of a bombing, but why would you change your life? It's like you're letting somebody who's a predator dictate how you live your life.
Man, you got a good head on your shoulders. That's a brilliant answer. I like that. And, you know, I guess it would be, I mean, my girls are going to, you know, they're raised with, I'm their dad. So they're, you know, they'll be tough little cookies. So I'm sure they would, you know, I would feel bad for the coach that tried to, you know, they'd be knocking him out.
Yeah.
So I guess
maybe for his sake.
Yeah. I guess the answer is, you know, raise your kids better, I guess, you know, but be involved and, keep your head on a swivel and yeah. And listen, and you know, if you can tell when weird shit's happening anywhere, you know what I mean? There's that kind of that vibe. So you made me feel better about it. Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I got a couple more questions here for you, Sophia, and I'll let you get on your way. I know the All-Star Game's tonight, and I'm excited for that. Is it going to be live on Twitter and Facebook or just Twitter?
You know what? I'm not exactly sure. I don't know the answer to that.
Let's find out, and let's tweet it out there so we can get people watching. I know the skills competition was last night. I didn't actually get to see it. I know is it Lavelle won?
You know what? I didn't get to see that either. So. Yep.
I think that's how you say her name, but I love that the two captains were goalies. That was brilliant.
Yeah, that was great.
That was awesome. And they had the goalie race. I think that's hilarious too.
Yeah, that's always a funny one.
I did look up the breakaway challenge. I saw a clip of that, and they were doing some crazy shit. The one, I don't know who it was, but she like put her stick in between her legs and then lifted it and then like lacrosse shot it in. It was fucking nuts. I'd never seen.
Yes.
Like, my head almost exploded.
Yeah. That's something like, that is something that we sometimes practice, like picking it up and then cradling it and then shooting it up high. Cause it's like a lacrosse move. I honestly should really learn how to do that because as a lacrosse player, it seems like my duty.
Oh, you have to.
I have to now.
Yeah, you have to. And it's funny because I was watching, you know, the skills competition for the NHL and Erik Karlsson had to reach down, grab the puck, put it on his blade to send it through the thing. So I'm like, man, you know, after seeing the women last night, I'm like, fuck, just get them out of the competition, put the girls in there and let them go.
Yeah, that's goofy. I didn't know he did that.
Oh, it's he wasn't the only one. Sagan did it after him. It was
really,
it was embarrassing. Look it up. It is the. I forget what it's like, the relay skills puck challenge or something where they had to put pucks through this tower at a different level. And Johnny Gaudreau is the only dude that could do it like a professional hockey player. The other guys looked like Erik Karlsson looked like an asshole trying to do it.
Doesn't he have kind of an asshole face though? Yeah, he already looked like that.
A little bit, doesn't he?
It's a mustache.
It is a mustache. He looks like I'm not even gonna say it. We'll just say he has an asshole face. In your opinion, what is the best, the be all end all hockey movie ever made?
So, I mean, this is kind of like, it's not like a cop-out, but it's just like expected, but Miracle on Ice.
Oh, man.
I've watched that for every sport, I feel like. We watched that before a lacrosse game and got motivated.
You could really say it's like the best sports movie ever made.
Yes, and I actually have a funny story about it, because, you know, we think of Miracle on Ice, how, you know, America wins, like, we're the greatest. When I went to Germany, the team I was coaching, the lacrosse team, they had a meeting with me and they told me, hey, like this year we really want to channel the Red Army. So we want to be like the Red Army. And they're like, you know, Miracle on Ice, it's like a propaganda thing for America. Like we want to be the Russian team. Like they were just like all about the Russians. Like,
what?
They were like, they were telling me the Miracle on Ice is just like a propaganda for America. And you know, really the Russians are the good people and what? They're the best team ever.
Next question. How many people did you slap in the face after that?
I chucked a couple balls.
Oh my God. I'd have puked.
I was just shocked because you never really analyze an American movie from outside of your perspective.
Oh, analyze winning the gold medal is what I would have told him.
Well, he's like, oh, the Russians won so many times before that, and they were the better team, per se.
And they got their ass beat.
That was his point.
Oh, get the hell out of here. Oh, man. I would have been fucking stone cold stunning everybody in there.
I just couldn't believe, he wanted us to be the Russian team. Like, I was like, why would we channel them? They're such bad guys.
Right? Well, yeah. I mean, that's how, you know, we were raised to, like, Russia bad. Exactly.
Yes. So I had to, that whole year, like, we did channel them. Like, we were the team that everyone hated, but it was a good thing.
Oh, I would have had a Kurt Russell mask on the next day up in there. we got, you know, right now, in particular is a huge time for women's hockey. You have, you know, a lot of players from the NWHL over in Pyeongchang getting ready. The women won last night with the the fuckiest starting time for a game ever at 2:40 in the morning. I tried my damnedest to stay up, but I there was no chance. So I recorded. I watched it this morning with the family.
Yeah, what's the deal with the time difference? How much is it?
I don't know. They're like 4 days ahead or something.
It feels like that, right?
It's insane. Thank goodness for DVR.
Mm-hmm. But I don't have that. I don't have that luxury. But I think they replay things on like
some
of the channels.
They
have to.
They ended up winning. They looked good. They looked real good. So you have that going on. You have the NWHA All-Star game today. And then what I really liked was a couple weeks ago for the where the NWHL stars got to play against the Olympic team. I thought that was a really cool event.
Yeah, that was. I think that was great because you could see that the professional league is not that far off.
No, and that the group of women playing in the Olympics have have played together for quite some time now.
Yeah.
So to get get in there and compete with them like that, basically with what? How many practices did they really have together?
Honestly, I think that they were scheduled to have one and it got canceled.
So no practice, get out there and compete compete with the Olympic team.
That's terrifying to me. I'm shocked.
Yeah, that's crazy. Now, so the women that were on the team, say like Hillary Knight, was on the Boston Pride. Is she coming back to the league after the Olympics then?
Yeah, so we're not exactly sure what everyone's going to do. I think some people will come back. Some people might go closer to their home. Maybe they play in the CWHL. And then some people might go to China because there's a Chinese league that's paying players like
$80,000
to live there.
Bye.
Yeah, bye. Like,
I'm going to China for sure.
Yeah, I mean, like, it's just like, are you willing to always be traveling and like actually like living in China? So I guess that's like the trade-off, but
yeah,
some people, yes, I would say yes.
Oh yeah. But then there's the thing too, like it's really important to establish an American women's hockey league too, but $80,000 is super cool. So it's, what do you do there? But that's where you just gotta be like, all right, Amanda Kessel, you have to stay here. I'm going to China.
Yeah, I'll take your spot. Like, you can live in America.
Yeah,
like,
you take the flag here. We're going to go over there, and then we'll switch in like 3 years or something.
Yeah.
how do you think the United States women's hockey team is going to fare in Pyeongchang? I need your prediction.
I honestly think that it's time for them to get the gold.
It's gold. It's gold.
It's gold time. Because I saw them last, what was it, 4 years ago? They deserved it. Ugh. I don't know what happened.
That is like one of the most heartbreaking defeats in all of the hockey games I've ever seen. Like,
yeah, it's shocking.
It was shocking. It's still shocking now.
Yeah.
And they've got ice in their veins from that game. They do not like that Canadian team.
They should, honestly. They should be like fired up about it.
Yeah, I'm crazy excited to see them play each other. And then as far as the All-Star game today, who you got? Because you have teammates on both sides.
Yep. Which is great. That's great.
It is.
I'd love to see that, like, the rivalries.
It's fun.
And it's not – we also have, you know, like, people that you, like – well, it's not that we hate anyone, but we definitely dislike some people. And you're going to have to play on the team with them.
Yeah.
Like, as your teammate, which is another thought.
Yeah, you're not getting the puck from me, that's for sure.
Yeah.
So who do you think is
going to... give them a hospital pass.
Yeah, exactly. So I guess I won't make you pick one since you have teammates on both sides, but I guess we'll just root for the Wales players in that game.
Yes, that sounds good.
Well, I cannot thank you enough, Sophia, for coming on. This has been great. You got any plugs? Where can the, as I call them, the biscuit babies find you?
So my Twitter handle, and I think also, let me think. Yeah, no. So, yeah. Twitter handle is Sophia with a F, so S-O-F-I-A. _ Angelina. Okay, I had to think about that. And then for my Instagram.
Yeah, you got to go ahead and change that Twitter handle.
I know, it really confuses people, but I made Twitter like a long time ago, and I didn't think I'd be having a verified check next to my name. Just you can't change it now.
Yeah, you can.
If you change it, you lose your check.
Oh, that's bullshit.
Isn't that? So that's why I was like, oh, it's too late.
Oh, well, then you heard it. She spelled it out for you. Go follow that name.
But if you want to follow me on Instagram or see my Snapchat shenanigans, it's SOFHANGELINA. So Sofangelina.
Oh, my God.
I'm Italian. Can you tell?
Do you like The Sopranos?
I actually haven't seen that.
Oh, get the fuck out of here.
Is that the one with the horse head?
Oh, my God. I got to hang up on you with that answer. That's terrible.
No, you can't leave me on a bad note like that.
The Godfather is with the horse. You haven't seen The Godfather either?
No, I haven't.
Are you sure you're Italian?
I guess not.
No,
I guess I'm just fake.
You have to get, today's Sunday, so you have to get some sauce or gravy or whatever the Italians call it, and you have to watch The Godfather Parts 1 and 2. Don't watch the third part. It's useless. You also must start The Sopranos. It is one of the best television shows ever created. I guarantee you will love it.
All right, I will. I have a lot of homework today.
I know. I feel bad. I keep handing out all this homework.
No, it's good.
How about The Bronx Tale? Have you seen The Bronx Tale? A Bronx Tale.
You know what? I haven't. There's a lot of classic movies that I haven't seen. Most of the non-sports movies are the ones that I haven't seen, like stuff like that.
Those are even – oh, my gosh. Even for non-Italians are the best movies ever.
I know.
You'll love it.
They're famous. So yeah. They're famous for a reason.
Well, leave us with something. Leave us something for all the fans in the NWHL. What are you looking forward to going forward as a professional hockey player in the NWHL, Sofia Gastellini?
I am looking to expand the game. So whatever I can do to – make people interested. If I have to tweet out to everyone, if I have to answer questions, go to youth games and coach practices, that's my goal. So whatever I could do to expand the game, because I just want to keep playing and I want everyone else to be able to have something to look forward to when they graduate college, you know?
I think you guys are doing it too, and I really appreciate the work everybody in the NWHL is doing. Keep up the social media, keep chucking away, get up on that ice, and thank you so much for coming on. I really, really do appreciate it. I had a blast.
Thank you. I did too.
All right. I'll talk to you soon, hopefully.
All right. Have a nice day of watching games.
You too. Go watch The Godfather.
All right. Will do.
All right.
Bye.
Oh, wow. How awesome was that interview, guys? Thanks for listening. I really appreciate everybody. I love you guys very much. Enjoy your day. Happy Valentine's Day from everybody here at The Biscuit. Call your mothers. Kiss your kids. Enjoy life. You can find us everywhere and anywhere. iTunes, Stitcher Radio, Google Play Music, TuneIn, Instagram, Facebook. Literally anywhere, everywhere. I love you guys. Freedom. Hockey. The Biscuit. How many bucks do I give?